Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Moses Moody, and you're listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Mo' Money, Moses Moody. What up, baby? Warriors are 9-2. I'm going to talk a little football here with Jake Hutchinson in a second. It's been down in practice. We'll just talk about 40 movies based in San Francisco. There's a lot of movies, man. It's funny what makes the text line light up. How could you forget Big Trouble in Little China?
Princess Diaries. So I Married an Axe Murderer. All these random movies.
Even Alona Novikov, my mother-in-law, who doesn't know a damn thing about sports.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Wedding Planner with Jennifer Lopez was made in San Francisco. Even the movie talk got her ears perked up. It's unbelievable.
Wait, what? Well, I mean, like, this is what I bring to the table. You might be the king of sports, but I'm the king of random. Oh, rapid fire, man. It always creates a lot of talking points.
You know, maybe
I just hurt my wrist patting myself on the back.
It just happens all the time. It's what we do in sports.
I have bilateral wrist injuries.
But it's just amazing. It's just amazing that non-sports topics always get people going. Say, Steph Curry's great. He dropped 37 the other night. 9 assists.
It's true.
You know? He's making a text. Yeah, Steph's great. We know that. Thanks, Captain Obvious. And then he said, hey, best movies in San Francisco. Best movies in Oakland. Best burrito in San Francisco. Best ramen spot in the Bay Area. Slot machines all over the place. You can't keep up. It's unbelievable. The way the world works, man. The way this works. That's why I always told us our digital strategy when it comes to producing content on the show. Forget the, this is why Brock Purdy's great content. It's this content. Best movie in San Francisco and why? Best ramen. What do you want in your ramen? Do you want eggs? Do you want shrimp?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You want? Well, we got Hutch. Just insane what happens, man. What a Thursday. What a Thursday. More ways than one, man. This day's not even over because Baby Chaz has asked me to take her to the small supermarket in the mall for the 15th time.
Like, wait, wait, where?
There's a small supermarket for kids. And just look it up.
The small supermarket for kids. It's called a
small supermarket. They got one in seven. They got them all over the place. These people are geniuses.
Okay.
Because they know kids, and they set a price, and you can't do anything about it. It's non-negotiable.
Oh, boy.
You're spending money. They got the little kitchen, and a little grocery store, and a little restaurant, and a little firehouse.
Sounds like a live working vignettes.
I mean, it is unbelievable. I mean, gosh. You got everything for kids, and you can't do anything about it. Memberships for the Academy of Science. I've had a membership to the Academy of Science for 3 years. I called yesterday to make sure my babysitter could, Chesna's babysitter could take her into the Academy of Science or whatnot. I had no idea. After having this membership for 3 years, I'm like, oh yeah, your membership is good for two or four adults and for 10 kids. You get up to 10 kids in there on my membership. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. I had to stop for a second and say, wait a minute. You mean I could take 9 more kids along with my kid, and they're free with this membership? Yeah, you got the executive membership. It's like, what? I had no idea.
Oh, the executive.
What do you do about it?
They don't explain these things.
I love how they have an executive membership.
They got an executive membership. Because, no, you pay $300 for the membership, but if you go one time, it's like $50 a pop.
Yeah, it's worth it to get the, yeah.
It's worth it to get the membership.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, I had no idea that the membership could get up to 10 kids, but you didn't even know.
Yeah, but are you taking on 9 others?
I mean, you know, I get some parenting there. It's called Imagination Playhouse. Imagination Playhouse. Imagination Playhouse. Chester just says a small supermarket. Yeah, Imagination Playhouse.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
You looking at it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one on Geary.
Yeah, they're everywhere. These people are, dude, you want to know who's ruthless? These folks who come up with these Imagination Playhouse and Jumpy Houses and everything, they are ruthless. Slime houses, everything.
Forget the fentanyl dealers.
They are money suckers. All right? They're sucking money out of it. That's why we're broke. That's probably contributing to the homeless problem. These things for kids should be free, free, free. Instead, it's like, well, you know, it's $50 for a kid, and it's another $70 for the adult. Then you got to pay for food. Then you buy the pro. Yeah, we got pretzels. You want salt or cheese? Oh, that's $12. And then you get pizza. You know kids love pizza. Well, a slice is going to be $7. You get the whole... Like, it's unbelievable.
Do kids love pizza or fries more?
Both. They'll eat fries with the pizza.
Yeah, they will.
And then you know what? French fries are $7 a pop. So I'm just like, I'm trying to save money here. We're going broke. Broke, broke, broke. Because all these damn things for kids, jumpy houses. Oh, yeah, you want to throw a birthday party here.
Money's on!
Deposit starts at $800.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just making up numbers here.
Okay,
but, you
I was going to say.
Like the zoo party. It was great. Hey, we're going to throw. Hey, let's throw Baby Chaz a party at the zoo. Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
I feel like you're a therapist right now.
Yeah, you are my therapist. I need therapy because of these prices that they charge us for all these events. And kids, Academy of Science, the zoo, oh my lord.
So I'm your Dr. Melfi, huh?
I feel like every time we go to the damn zoo, I'm out of $300. Huh? Popcorn costs $12. This guy, oh my gosh. Anyway, let's get to Jake Hutchinson on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? It's just unbelievable, Jake. Jake, you know what? You probably want kids one day, but just wait as long as you can, okay?
I hear you on that. All I hear, it's like... You know how parents have kids, and then all of a sudden, all they're talking about is basically what you're talking about. I'll wait a little bit.
And you're a beat writer too, so I know the business isn't as lucrative as it once was. Trust me, I know. You want to wait on that one? The diapers cost, Jake.
Yeah, I'm good for a minute. I got a dog. I'll wait it out.
They go through milk like it's no tomorrow. You'll be buying milk 5 gallons a day, damn near. All right, let's get to the Niners. Damn it, on the door. 5 years, $92 million. Do we know any details about the deal yet? Have any details come out in terms of guarantees, signing bonuses? What's going on with this contract here, Jake?
No, I don't think they've released much of that stuff yet. I would expect it's basically, you know, at the top of the cornerback market, there's guys that are making like 19 and above, and then there was like a $5 million gap to sort of like where Charvarius Ward is, and Lenore comes in right before that top tier, which I think makes sense because, you know, he plays nickel, but he also plays outside corner, and normally in negotiations, they're going to try and, you know, get less from him because he plays nickel, even though he probably deserves more for playing both positions. So I think that's probably why he comes in just like slightly below that top tier, but $18 million a year, I bet it's somewhere where it's about 3 years, and then, you know, the fourth and fifth are some funny money, and you know, depending on how he plays, it continues. But I'd expect the first 3 years on that thing to be pretty solid.
It's one deal, right? So I don't want to make it like the Niners are changing their business model and how they approach extensions, contracts, etc. But did you infer anything from the timing of this deal? Not just about D'Amino Lenore, but maybe about other players? Because I'm just going for myself. I'm thinking about how does this affect Purdy? Do they have a feeling on how much Purdy's going to make? You know, why did they not let this get to the end of the year? I'm happy they did it. I find it interesting, the timing.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think there are a lot of things in play. One, the way the offseason went, they wanted to get a deal done with Lenore, and you know, they made him sort of a low ball offer, and he said, no, I'm not going to take that. I'm going to, you know, play my tail off, and I'm going to go get paid. And that's what he did. And two, I think they, well, again, they knew they wanted to get a deal done with him. But because of those contract negotiations with Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey and Brandon Ayuk, all that stuff, I think their attention went there. And because they weren't that serious, you know, about paying Lenore what he wanted, they waited. I also think what they've realized with Lenore is he is clearly the third most important player on this defense. And if he goes down, you know, who's going to play nickel for you? I guess you could put Renardo Green in. I think he's a stud, but he's not well-versed at nickel. They really don't have a backup option, and that's become so fundamental to them, especially with terrible linebackers next to Fred Warner. I think they realize this is sort of a linchpin, and for the first time, really, I feel like they're building from the back with their corners, you know, with Green and Lenore and Mustafa and Jair Brown. They've got a really good young core, and they wanted to make sure they could keep that intact.
That's a well-said point there, Jay. It's well said there about the secondary and what they're doing here. You're right. Without D'Amino Lenore, the secondary isn't as close as good to what they are right now. He's playing at a high level. What's going on with Drake Greenlaw? You brought up the linebackers there, and outside of Fred Warner, we know Devondre Campbell's been picked on left and right. What is going on with Drake Greenlaw? Any update on him?
Yeah, there's nothing concrete yet. I think that's still going to be a few weeks out. And they get into some, you know, tricky spots where, you know, they could try and bring him back around like the Rams game or something, but that I think is the Thursday night one. So it's something where, you know, even if he's ready, I could see it taking something like, you know, another 4 or 5 weeks. But they haven't provided a concrete update on him. It's tough because, you know, he's going to need time to really ramp up. But I think the last month of the season is kind of when I'm expecting him to be back. If it's earlier by a week or two, I wouldn't be shocked. But again, it's an Achilles, so I think they're taking that thing as carefully as they can.
What's the latest on CMC? I mean, he played on Sunday. I thought he had decent bursts. He looked a slight rusty, you know. How's he feeling after playing in that game? Because that's kind of the big test, you know, 3, 4, 5 days later. How you feeling?
Yeah, it's he was limited, but that's part of, you know, the plan. Shanahan said that's just part of it. I think he's probably feeling pretty decent. What's funny, though, is, you know, at the start of this year, Kyle was like, yeah, we have to sort of limit the load for McCaffrey. We have to make sure we don't get him a ton of touches like we did last year. He led the league in touches. So need to sort of protect him from himself. And so I asked him about that, and he gave a classically, you know, sort of sassy answer on Monday about it, even though, you know, he was out for 4 snaps and Shanahan was annoyed about it. So I think they're just going to keep riding him, you know, and until the wheels fall off, you know, I don't know if they're going to change much. I personally think you should mix in a little bit more Isaac Garendo because he's just got speed to test the edge in a way that no one else does. But, you know, it's McCaffrey and he's their bell cow, and they're just going to keep using him as much as they can, as far as I can tell.
Jake, when it comes to Purdy and the offense, we'll get to them in a second, but they've got to score touchdowns because, obviously, 18 to 38 in the red zone, one of the worst teams when it comes to red zone efficiency, and you have to lean on Jake Moody. And leaning on Jake Moody last week almost cost you a win. It would have been a devastating loss in more ways than one. What is going on with Jake Moody? How's his ankle? Is he 100%? Is he close to 100%? What's the word about Jake Moody here?
Yeah, I mean, based on how he looked, it's hard to say he was at 100%. That was a high ankle sprain that, you know, it seemed like it was going to take longer to heal, and then he came back a little quicker than expected. You know, they released Anders Carlson early in the week, so that was a pretty early decision they made. But I think a lot of the stuff in terms of just the timing and how he's feeling, like kicking is such a mental thing, and if you don't feel quite like balanced, I could see that being a real, real tough thing for him. And even last year, when he was nailing almost everything for the most part, except for a couple key games, like there, it would tail off, you know, it would look dicey. It wasn't just straight down the stripe, right down the middle. I don't think he's 100% of where he's supposed to be. Maybe physically he's okay, but I doubt his body feels like it did before the injury. Which is why I'm continually confounded at, you know, Kyle Shanahan just always defaulting to field goals, even when he could trust his offense to, you know, maybe go for it on a fourth and short. It's always like, all right, let's take this 50-yard field goal, you know, regardless of what we have.
Now that you've had a couple of days to digest it, did you learn anything about the 49ers playing against the Bucs on Sunday?
Not too much. It's tough because the Bucs have sort of fallen apart. If they had Mike Evans and Godwin and they the wheels hadn't really fallen off for them, it would have been a more interesting game. I learned that they didn't fix everything over the bye week. I was sort of hoping that they would be able to execute better in the red zone, that they wouldn't, you know, shoot themselves in the foot and do a lot of the stupid things that they do where, you know, they gain a ton of yards between the 20s and then they'll shut down with stupid plays. And they're still doing some of that stuff. The defense, I like what they're doing on the back end. I still don't trust their linebackers. I still don't trust their defensive tackles. So I don't know if I learned all that much other than that, you know, this thing isn't fixed. But, you know, maybe theoretically, possibly, it could get there.
Jake Hutchinson here on the River Islands guest line here on 95.7 The Game. Tabor Pepper, Deebo Samuel, sidelines, shenanigans, special teams. What do you want to see this week against Seattle? Does it matter to you? Because we were discussing earlier, does it the style points matter at this point with the 49ers? Or does just winning matter? It's like, I look at last week in the NFL, Jake. It was an ugly week for a lot of teams. Just win games in November. What are you looking forward to against Seattle? Do they need to win a certain way for you to say, okay, this team is back to being a contender in the NFC?
I mean, yes and no. Like they're about to go to Green Bay and Buffalo on the road. And if they look, you know, if they do some of the stuff they did last week, and granted those Moody field goals, they would have been up. But, you know, I do think Shanahan needs to be a little bit more aggressive when he has opportunities, say on fourth and shorts to, or in the red zone, just to push the needle and actually try and force a touchdown in, as opposed to just defaulting to field goals. But, you know, if they win against Seattle, that's like a massive way for them to keep improving their chances to win this division. And then the two games that they really need to split right after that, Green Bay and Buffalo, style points would help in this game. I just think it needs to look cleaner. I think they really, as an offense, they struggle with protections. And this is a defense with Mike McDonald that hasn't quite clicked yet, but they're going to keep throwing the same pressures that a lot of these teams have thrown at them. The 49ers have had pretty bad answers for him. They forced Brock Purdy to throw hot and leave guys unblocked so consistently. I think the number one thing I want to see from this offense is a better answer when there's a clear blitz coming, you know, and not have Brock Purdy having to take a shot, you know, three or four times a game from somebody who's not picked up, or there's numbers disadvantage, or just the design of the play forces him to throw it immediately.
Real quick, before we let you go, Jake, we appreciate the time. George Kittle, Nick Bosa, hamstring irritation for George Kittle. I haven't heard that one before. Hamstring irritation. And then Nick Bosa obviously was laboring last week. What's the deal with those two guys?
Yeah, I had some hamstring irritation last week. I did a yoga class with my girlfriend. I was hurt. So I know what that's like.
Wait. First of all, what kind of yoga? And what do you mean you got hamstring irritation? What does it feel like?
It was just sore. You know, it's like when you overstretch it.
Yeah.
And then you start walking next day and you start making some old man noises when you're walking around the house. That's the hamstring irritation I was feeling.
So you're into yoga, huh?
What kind of yoga?
Yeah. Hot yoga, Bikram yoga?
It was like a flow class, but it was at like a climbing gym, so the vibes were kind of weird.
Yeah.
And you could just hear people like weightlifting above you and going up and down.
Yeah, you can't yoga like that. You gotta be able to go into a dark room with candles. Like hot yoga, you do it. You go downstairs in the hot room, and it's the lights are very dim, and it's almost like a meditation. It's freaking great. Or you just do regular yoga, but you can't have all the weightlifting and the rock climbing going on. That's not real yoga.
Yeah. And then there's people we're trying to get in a pose that no one can physically do. Trying to put like a leg behind your head, and I'm like, I can't. That's never going to happen. So anyway, George Kittle, hamstring irritation. I think Kittle is, you know, he's a warrior. He's going to be fine. Bosa was a little not optimistic about his thing. He was talking about how proud he was that he played through his hip pointer. So that was, you know, Shanahan said he wasn't that worried about Bosa, and Bosa's like, yeah, I'm kind of hurting. So, you know, I don't know what to make of that, but it wasn't like the most, I don't know. I think you're a star.
Sounds like Bosa's really hurting. Is there a risk that he could miss a game or two?
I mean, he must be hurting. I don't know what he's feeling.
You know, it's just, you know,
but he's not practicing very much.
I'll say right now, look, Josh Allen and the Bills look like a tall task a few weeks from now. Plus, you could just sit that one out in New York City, in Buffalo, New York. You don't have to chase around Josh Allen.
That Bills game looks pretty rough for this team. It could go a lot of different ways. So I think they need to win this one to give themselves a chance to just split one of the next two.
Win the next two games. Take the Buffalo cape off. But he's really hurting, Jasky. You worried about that?
Of course I'm worried. Of course I'm worried. I mean, how can you not be worried? He's the best player on the team, making the most amount of money.
Well, Fred Warner's the best player on the team.
Well, you know what I mean. They're very similar.
I hear you. No, Jake, hamstring irritation, man. Maybe you should yoga together. I would love to go to a yoga class. I'm into yoga.
Yeah, no direct eye contact in the middle, but sure.
Yeah, you don't do the eye contact.
Just, are you uncomfortable?
Just to be in the same room. Just to say I know somebody in the yoga class. You know, you're making sure I'm not slacking. I'm making sure you're not slacking. Your girlfriend's there. My fiance's there.
An accountability buddy?
Yeah, I like that.
You never watched South Park?
No, I fell off of South Park, but South Park, that is not great. South Park is good, but, you know.
Well, they had an accountability buddy, like, episode, and it was hilarious. And now I'm going to give you both my best Kenny powers. Actually, I don't do hot yoga or any yoga. I play real sports. I'm not trying to be the best at exercising. That's Kenny Powers circa 10 years ago. It's one of the best lines.
It sounds like you need to exercise with all the injuries you come up with.
I'm hitting the weights, dog.
Yeah, well, it's because you're injured.
You know?
All right, Jake, get out of here.
See you, buddy.
Go have fun.
Can't pull fat.
Appreciate you, Kirk. Appreciate you guys.
All right, later. Jake Hutchinson.
Yoga looks really hard. That's why I'm out on it.
No, come on. You challenge yourself. Don't take the easy route.
Can't be great at everything.
Don't take the easy route. Don't take the easy route. The Rays will play 2025 home games at the New York Yankees nearby spring training ballpark amid uncertainty about the future of hurricane damage Tropicana Field.
What ended up happening was the roof blew off and the city that owns it, they're building a new ballpark.
Yep.
So in this situation, it would be like I'm selling my house, okay, hypothetically. I'm getting rid of my house and I need a completely new roof, and they're actually going to demolish this house anyway when we're all said and done, and it costs me whatever, you know, more to demolish and put up a new roof than it does to actually just tear the house down. So they're like, yeah, we're just going to, you know, not rebuild Tropicana.
Smart. It's a dump.
$58 million was the original estimate, and I believe that doesn't include all of the other extra infrastructure costs and the overruns and all that.
Well, look, there's Nick from KCBS in the building. Hi, Nick. How you doing? What are you doing in here? You get lost, buddy? Well, what's up, Nick? Well, you get lost, man. You never show up over here.
I think he's probably like, hey, you guys got the mayor?
Probably, but I mean, he had Willie Brown in the building last week.
Yeah, Willie.
Willie Brown was just on his phone. I was trying to get eye contact to say what's up. He was just staying on the phone, just chopping it up.
That's the real king.
That is the real king. That's why you got to stop calling me that, man. You got people really get mad at me for that nickname. It's like, I didn't give myself that nickname. I'm going to walk around town saying, hey, I'm the king. How you doing? Hey, Morty Rose King. Hey, how you doing? People get really upset about that stuff. You guys, I mean, you should see some of the stuff I see on the timeline. It's not good for my mental health. What did Nick want? I wouldn't know what Nick wanted.
Oh, he was curious about what we talked about with Daniel Lurie.
Tell him we talked about the Dodgers. How they kicked the Giants' ass last year.
I did not tell him that's what we talked about.
Nick's a big he's a diehard Dodger fan.
We all have character flaws.
Dude, Lubman's in his bag today.
I don't know if he's in his bag. The Russell Westbrook bag? The James Harden bag? Or the Steph Curry bag?
I'd take any of those bags.
Shooting us out of games like Dylan Brooks. Right. He hit early and you're like, yes! Dude, he's going to keep shooting.
We're going to break the code.
Look at that game six Clay. Kevin Durant went 10 for 31. I think Westbrook was 10 for 27. That's what we're working on here. Steve Rizzotto had to set a peep. What is going on around here, man? What a day. Oh, he's cracking the mic. He's potted down because Love is like, no, I'm the only one talking back here. No, Spadoni, I'm getting all the touches.
It's chaos today. That's what I've learned.
He's learned a lot back here. I'm training him too.
Chaos just sounds like another day at Reuter High School, Steven Rizzotto.
Hey, I'm almost 5 years out, guys.
You still act like you could go here, man.
That's very true.
Guys, Fonte, you see us make CCS? Yes, I saw. You guys are rolling right now. Rolling on the football field. Rolling.
Who are you looking at for this weekend that has to put up a big game? Niners.
Oh, Niners. I thought you were talking Grizzlies or Mel King.
We'll Niners. Get to that.
You know, we always do this. Who needs to have a big game? Well, I don't know who the game plan is catered to.
Brock.
Brock has to play well. I think that's obvious, right? Brock doesn't play well, they lose.
Brock was pretty special in the fourth quarter last week.
Brock doesn't play well on any given Sunday or Thursday or Monday or Saturday.
Yeah, you're probably
they're not playing well. They're not winning the game.
You're sad about a lot of teams, right. But you're right. You know, you're
right. That's the stuff. You know, just continue. Just fix the red zone issues, all right? When you get in the red area and you get there 2 to 3, 4 times a game, score touchdowns. Score touchdowns. That's what I need. I need touchdowns, not Jake Moody field goals. And I don't know what the weather's going to look like on Sunday at Levi's Stadium. Just score touchdowns.
Originally, it was a little bit of rain, then it was not rain, and I don't know where it's at currently, but I've been kind of monitoring it. It's off and on.
Oh, a little rain game?
Well, it was, and then it evaporated. Like, yesterday it was supposed to rain more, and it didn't rain at all.
Let me see. I got
Santa Clara. Yeah, pick up Santa Clara for me.
I got still Levi's Stadium. Oh, Sunday says 35% chance of rain. Now, when will the rain hit? The rain will start at nighttime. During the day, we get to 1 o'clock. Oh, it's going to be 62, 61. A little cloudy, but not a chance of rain during the time frame of the game. So that's good.
How about a big game from George Kittle? Just seems like whenever they start to get him in the offense, offense starts to look like a lot better. And then they go away from Kittle, and then the offense doesn't look better. And I'm wondering when they're going to go back to Kittle. I don't know. If we're saying big games, I want to see more George Kittle.
I could argue that every play George Kittle has made this year, like the big play, it flipped momentum for that game. He has been unbelievable, and I feel like they still don't use him enough. But I could say that about every week, like, because you could throw to him 20 times a game.
As we talk fentanyl and cocaine and all that stuff, got a text from Buddy. Somebody drug test Lubman.
Why?
I don't know why.
He's on performance enhancers?
Don't talk about that.
Well, it looks like he's all performance enhancers. You see, the guy's jacked,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he is.
Out of his
mind. All natural.
I could see Lubman taking steroids just to take steroids. I'm just going to take steroids because I want to be buff.
Just bored.
Just take roids just for the hell of it, right?
Were you an offensive lineman in football?
Defensive.
Oh boy. Lattimore?
Defensive end, yeah.
Do they run your way all the time?
Not all the time.
They run your way all the time. Bonte played tight end. Do you think that you could hold him up?
Well, I could blow by Bonte.
Please.
He's got no speed.
I was good.
I was a speed rusher. I'd blow right
Bonte's
by him.
Bonte's pretty big. He's got to reach.
Well, yeah, but he's slow.
Well, just
I don't
back
know
then.
About that. I think you underrate his athleticism.
Well, let's get some pads on.
I mean, you know, we don't want to do that.
I've seen his hands in basketball. I think you're underrated.
I see his hands.
You like the 3-for-3? You like the little 3-on-3? Little.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like, I could just tell by how a guy moves, like, yeah. If they were a player or not.
I'm sorry.
When I seen him throw that ball, I was like, oh, my God.
I was all right. I'm not one to brag about myself, though. I don't like bragging about myself. That feels a little weird. I remember everything. That's why I'm the king. I do remember a lot. The pettiness, the trash talking. I remember a lot.
Mm.
Probably too much. It's part of my problem. Who needs a big game on Sunday? I don't know, man. Hey, how about this? You know who needs a big game? Special teams unit needs a big game. There you go. Special teams. Can we make it a week without talking about the special teams? We talk so much about special teams and losing containment and punt blocks and punt fakes and lack of containment, missed field goals, Tabor Peppers getting judo chopped by Deebo Samuel, just straight karate chop to the neck. Listen, can we just go a week without talking special teams?
I'm with you on that. Could someone explain to me, because I know we haven't had a chance to talk about the San Francisco Giants as of late. Could someone, anyone, explain to me, are they meeting with Juan Soto or are they not? Not that I expect them to sign him.
They're not meeting with Juan Soto, right? Yeah. Stop. Can we, for the love of God, Giants fans, stop. Oh, my God, we're meeting with Juan Soto. Look, fucking Juan Soto.
I think it was Heyman said they aren't, and then Jason Stark, I think, tweeted out that they are. I think the most recent reporting, though, is that they aren't.
And that was from Baggerly?
Let me double-check that.
And you know what? Since we're talking about the Giants, and I've thought long and hard about this, it would be a mistake to go get Mike Trout right now.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off there. I reversed that. Heyman said they did. Stark says they don't. And I would go off what Stark said because it's not happening.
So you don't want to go off of John Heyman or Odyssey MLB Insider?
The guy who broke the arson judge news?
Why don't you want to trade it for Mike Trout? I know it's a huge risk.
Yeah, that's just you taking on that money. They did it with Evan Longoria. Didn't really work out.
They didn't have
back.
The DH at the time.
They didn't
have
the DH, no doubt. But this guy hasn't been healthy. He just had, like, I just.
Played 40% of the game since 2021.
Yeah, I can't do that. And he's got over $200 million left, $208 million left on the contract. Mm-hmm.
And the performance is starting to drop a little bit, too, because those injuries are going to start to catch up with him.
But I think in this situation, the way I would view it is, like, would you take 4 or 5 years that you think are going to be decent years for Mike Trout to be your 4, 5, 6 hitter with a Chapman, with a Ramos? No one's saying he's Mike Trout of the old.
I mean, are you even sure he's going to be like that decent, though?
Is that, wow, we really think he's going to fall off that hard?
I just don't think you take that risk for that player.
I think it's
worth
it.
With that payroll. You could use that $200 million elsewhere. And isn't there a report that the Giants front office wants to slash payroll?
Well, you got a lot of guys coming off the books,
right,
too.
So I don't know what that report was all about. And look, I haven't fully – I'm waiting for things to shake. But the more I think about the Mike Trout situation, it sounds good. It'll get people fired up.
Oh, it's risky.
But I would rather use these assets, if we're going to move them for players who can actually help on a day-to-day basis. And Mike Trout, I just can't trust him right now. I can't trust him to stay healthy, dog. He comes, they make the trade for Mike Trout, and they bring him in. I'm all for it because I know what type of player he is. The fact is that things just pop up on him left and right. Just look, let me look at his baseball card.
He just has meniscus torn last year, and so he's been out for quite some time. But I believe
last year he played 29 games.
Yeah, it was the lowest of his career.
Year before that, he played 82. Year before that, he played 119.
Yeah, that was a good year.
Year before that, he played 36. Year before that, he played 53.
Well, the COVID year.
COVID year, but still, you know, 134, 140, 114.
There's a clear trend in his performance right now.
Oh, no one's denying that you're not getting the best of him. I'm saying, like, if it's 200 with 8 years left, that's like $26 million a year. Look at where they've spent $26 million a year the last couple of years. That's Dee Sclafani and Alex Wood. I mean, you tell me what you'd rather see. Trout every day, well, hopefully, every day in the lineup as your DH and your left fielder, or Alex Wood and Dee Sclafani?
Yeah, I don't know. 40 home runs, 80 RBIs. He played 119 in 2022.
With no help.
No help. I get it.
Shohei.
40 for 80, and those are good numbers. But he's striking out a lot more these days. Struck out 139 times that year. But he's still got power. He's going to hit for average.
It's the speed that's gone.
It's risky as hell, man. it's risky as hell. And do you want to start off the Buster Posey era by doing a bold move like that? Or do you want to go elsewhere? It's going to be, wow, he's 33 years old now. Wow. He's gotten...
I know how these things work. He's going to end up in Philadelphia or somewhere like that. And he's going to have one just banner season.
No doubt. But they're in a different place than the Giants right now.
I know. You're right. That I don't argue. Place.
So I say no to Trout. And trust me, I want to wheel and deal, but I'm going to... I'm kind of off that Trout movement.
All right, Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
My final thought is tonight we got Eagles and Commanders.
Oh, my.
This is a game I'm going to be watching very closely. The Commanders have 4 offensive turnovers all year. One this last weekend against Pittsburgh. They have had ball security like crazy. Philadelphia, hot and cold. They've been all over the place. This is a huge one. They played each other twice in a short period of time. I feel like the Niners, if they get into the playoffs, are facing either one of these teams in round one or one of these teams in round two. That's what it feels like to me. So I've got my eyeballs on this game tonight.
My final thought is, shout out to the mayor-elect, Daniel Lurie. Congratulations for winning. Really, what he's done for foster youth, for underprivileged youth in this city, I think he's going to be a damn good mayor. Look, it's tough. Linda Breed did her thing. She tried her best, and I don't want to dismiss Linda Breed because she was a hell of a mayor as well. It's not an easy job to be in that position. I get, especially being a black woman. It's not easy. Trust me. Daniel Lurie, I think, is going to do a hell of a job, man. He's out and about. He's with the people. And look, maybe it's a good thing that he doesn't have a big-time political background. Maybe that's going to help him flourish as mayor of San Francisco. But it was good to have him on the show. He's a good friend of the program, man. Shout out to Daniel Lurie, man. Hope you do a hell of a job as a mayor of San Francisco.
My final thought is, as we see this Warriors season get off to this incredible start, I find myself not just starting to believe in this Warriors team, I'm starting to believe more and more in Draymond Green. Like, he is a big X factor, obviously, for this team. We all know that throughout his history. But last year, you could say a big part of why last year went wrong is because he was not on the court. And he said it was the most important season of his career. And he whiffed on that one. This year, though, so far, it seems crazy to say this, but this seems like the Draymond Green that we've kind of been banging our hands on the table saying this is who we want you to be over the last couple years. And this year, we're starting to see it from him. I'm starting to, you know, I'm starting to, if we were doing a walk it back Wednesday, I would walk back some of the angry things I've said about Draymond over the last couple years. Because I think we're starting to see the Draymond that we want to see.
Champion of change.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see. So very happy that we're seeing that from
Draymond. We're 11 games in, so I need him to play 54 more games to get the House of Prime Room dinner. He's healthy.
If he does that, you're saying 50 wins. Maybe he was that unnamed player.
I doubt that. He would not be telling that to Monte. I'm going to say to my wife one day.
What he would not be saying? What?
I just don't think that he's the unnamed player.
Who, Draymond Green?
Yeah, because he would have said we're going to win 60.
No.
You want to put a bet on that?
He did tell me the ring. You don't know who's going to be. It could be Steph. Could be Draymond.
Maybe it is.
Could be Joe Lacob.
What if I tell my wife, like, hun, I'm telling you. What was it? A something of change? Would you say it?
Champion of change.
I'm a champion of change. She's like, yeah, go change the baby's diaper.
Champion of changing diapers. There you go. Always a fun diaper.
Risotto, what do you got?
Yeah, so
I forgot he was here.
I've been screening some calls about the conversation about movies based in San Francisco, and there's been a few callers that want me to kind of give you guys a message about 48 Hours. Oh, yeah. There's been The Rock.
Referenced it.
There's been Dirty Harry suggested. But one that's kind of underrated, and I didn't even know this was based in San Francisco, but Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith and the
Have
kid.
Have you been listening at all today?
I'm telling you, I didn't even know the guy was here today. I swear to God, there's something about that chair where guys feel like they don't even have to work. They ain't here on scholarship,
man. You can't see
them. It is just...
It is a nice little hiding spot back there.
That's what I'm saying, man. This is unbelievable.
Hey, and this is the majors.
Hey, Sports Talk Radio Morning Drive is the major leagues.
I didn't know it was based in San Francisco.
Oh, the person...
First, that movie came out like 10 years before he was born.
That's very true.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
20, what year did Pursuit of Happiness come out?
They came out actually like in 06.
But just... you know what Mrs. Doubtfire is, right?
Yeah, of course. See, Robin Williams, that's a classic.
No love for Will Smith. Come on, Risotto.
Dude, Miss Doubtfire is a classic. Wow, it still hits.
Look,
he was hella funny in that.
I love Archbishop Ritter. I love Robin SI. Williams. I love Galileo. I love all my schools here in San Francisco. But what the hell is going on at Ritter, man?
What are you talking about? We're doing great. Risotto. Baseball program's on the up and up.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to correct Sergeant. He's politicking, man.
Yeah, he's doing great. They just honored the 75 class and the 72 class of winning WCL championships. And so Ritter's on the up and up. Basketball program starts soon. I just saw Joey Curtin the other day. I'm fired up. Let's go.
There's a joke in there, but I won't do it today. Risotto scholarship up in this back. We just throw money. We're throwing money at anybody. <It's> just... Lovey got his touches. Risotto's in the building. What a show. Shout out to Mayor-elect Daniel Lurie. And of course, Jake Hutchins here for dealing with this and found out that Jake loves yoga. I love yoga, too. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet. Hold on, Steiny. We're not done yet. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices.
I'm out.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.